6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on the CKNW Morning News. Researchers at the University of British Columbia have taken the pulse of 152 countries around the world to measure what they're calling the health of these countries. And we'll get into that with the index creator, Rashid Sumaila, the director of the UBC Fisheries Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What were you measuring and what were you looking for?
Yeah, you know, recently, anyone who has watched, listened to the news, there's a lot of financial crisis taking place around the world. And then, so this team came together and said, okay, financial deficits are very important, but so are also ecological deficits. And most Canadians, most people in the world will want the world to balance economics and ecology. So we set out to kind of measure how countries are doing. And there are two key indicators. They look at the economic deficits of nations and look at the ecological deficits of nations.
But what is it? What is an ecological deficit?
Essentially, we look at a country and say how much of what you need to sustain yourself or how much to sustain your current consumption comes from the resources of your country.
Well, we've got plenty of resources here. We must be doing okay.
Exactly. That is it. So Canada came out pretty well among countries, similar countries. For example, among the G8 countries, Canada was number one. Among the G20 countries, Canada was number three. So Canada is doing very well because we have lots of natural resources. But also one thing helped Canada financially. Canada is one of the few in the developed world today that don't have deficits. So the two together made Canada look good. But in the report, we also make sure to mention that we export a lot of oil, for example, to other countries, and that contributes to their bad performance or poor performance on the scale. So we cannot simply say, look, we look good, and that is it. But we have connection to the world, and we're contributing outside of Canada.
What is the worst place in the world? What's at the bottom of your list?
Yeah, this was a surprise for our study, actually. Singapore turned out to be the worst on our ranking, because this is a small island state. Lots of food and resources, the things they consume come into the country, are taking into the country. Financially, they are doing pretty well. They score 28% surplus financially, but ecologically, they are quite tight. And this surprises us. And also, I know that Singapore has been doing putting a lot of effort to green the city, but unfortunately, they have to get lots of their resources, oil. For example, they have the third largest refinery in the world, and they import lots of oil, and that put them at the bottom of the scale.
Very good. Thank you for your time this morning. Glad to hear that at least we're doing reasonably well here. Rashid Sumaila is the index creator there. He's up at UBC. 6:53.